Now, the rest of the story.
In a symphony orchestra, they call it the battery, the percussion section. And what makes the percussionist unlike other members of the orchestra is that he or she must be sufficiently skilled to play several different and often radically dissimilar instruments at once. Percussionist Evelyn Glennie can play more than 600 instruments. Evelyn is a soloist, you see, a percussion virtuoso, among the most gifted, most critically acclaimed anywhere. The rise to fame for this Scottish farmer's daughter was swift and astonishing. She entered the Royal Academy of Music in London at 17, almost immediately began receiving honors for her virtuosity, the James Blades Prize, the Hugh Fitch Prize for percussion, the Hilda Dean Anderson Prize, the Queen's Commendation Prize. That's the highest award that the Royal Academy has to offer. And then in 1984, only 2 years after entering school, percussionist Evelyn Glennie won the gold medal in the London Symphony Music Scholarship. And she was not yet 20. And a spectacular performance career was well on its way. After graduating from the Royal Academy, Evelyn gave the first solo percussion recital in the 95-year history of the BBC's Royal Albert Hall Concerts. The critics were dazzled. Exceptional. Breathtaking, reported the Telegraph. Brilliant, declared the Times. And these are not just dull thud producing instruments, not the ones Miss Glennie plays. Many are precisely tuned instruments like xylophones and marimbas and bells and so on. They require a wide range of musical understanding and physical coordination to master. Evelyn has been in love with the marvelously diverse members of the percussion family since she was a tiny girl. But there is another memory, another scene from her childhood which haunts her to this day. It's the mental portrait of her small self standing outside her grammar school's music room, standing there with her hands on the wall with her palms flat against the outside wall of the music room, feeling the warm vibrations of that wonderful music being made inside the room. And today, 41-year-old Evelyn Glennie is a world-renowned concert artist. She has performed throughout England and Europe and Japan. Her Kennedy Center debut in Washington, D.C. in November of 1991 drew enthusiastic ovations, critical accolades. The power and precision and sensitivity of her music makes her listeners forget what she can never forget. But once upon a time, there was a small child on a farm in Scotland, a little girl 8 years young, who contracted a rare virus that robbed her of a vital sense. And ever since, this concert virtuoso has astounded audiences through her remarkable talent and the sheer force of her indomitable will, despite the fact that what they hear, she, Evelyn, never will hear. You see, Evelyn Glennie, one of the world's foremost musicians, is utterly, profoundly, totally deaf. And now you know the rest of the story.